How terrorists get their money is a bit of a mystery. One way is to receive legitimate aid, such as grain, sell off part of it, and then use the money to finance terrorist activities. The technique was pioneered by Latin American drug cartels in the 1990s. The Wall Street Journal has a story about it in today's paper. Reporter Benoit Falcon joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
How does this trade-based money laundering work?
Basically, point A is you are in Iran and you're a committee that is sort of close to the government and has raised funds to finance the Intifada. Then this money cannot ever go through Israeli customs. That's absolutely unthinkable. So it has to go through an indirect channel. So it goes generally from Asia or it can go from Europe. That's where we have better documentations. There, it can end up typically into a group that is close to Hamas. And in many cases, actually, is an affiliate of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is the parent organization of Hamas. And from there, the organization finance a cargo and contact a trader, which is the trader doesn't know, obviously, that the organization is a front for Hamas and doesn't know that the original money comes from Iran. And when it arrives there, the recipient of the cargo is, again, another trader, which is someone very respectable, a long-established trader. What is not known is at the end of the trade, it arrives to a charity, which is either part of the ideological infrastructure that supports suicide bombings, typically pays for the money of the so-called martyrs or recruits them. Some of the proceeds are not distributed, but are basically sold on the market. And that money is used for the military wings of the organizations. And remember, you started with Iran and you had come a long way there, so long that it's impossible or difficult to trace.
It must be very difficult for authorities to determine that this kind of aid is being turned into proceeds to fund terrorism. How can they distinguish between this so-called trade-based money laundering and legitimate aid?
Well, there is two ways. The first one is incredible coordination between various authorities in the world. We're talking about global networks. So that's one thing. You can basically work together, enforcement authorities in the US, in Europe, and Israel, for instance, in that case. But you can think about similar examples all over the world. The other thing is there is a lack of harmonization on what is considered a terrorist entity, typically on both sides of the Atlantic. In the US, most of these organizations couldn't operate. They are considered illegal, typically this organization supporting Hamas or Islamic Jihad. In Europe, where you have part of this trade going on, they are perfectly legal. So it's harder to trace because basically the illegal side might be at the further hand, which is when Iran starts financing. So that's another issue that is basically sort of hindering the discovery of this this complex process.
So this is mostly going on through Europe?
A lot of it is going through Europe. However, you also have a lot of deals with Asia, typically Thailand, Sri Lanka, where very strong participants in this trade. So in a way, it's wherever you find food, this food could end up as cannon fodder for terrorism in the Middle East.
However, if authorities do crack down on this, could the end result be disastrous for people who need aid?
You're absolutely correct. It's more an invitation to vet transactions better rather than stop them.
Benoit Falcon is a reporter for the Dow Jones Newswires. His article is in today's Wall Street Journal. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.